Sir Henry Curtis here, welcoming you to another No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. Swallow the red pill, put on the sunglasses, and prepare to see this particular physical world as it truly is, instead of the false view those running this world are projecting into your eyes and brain. This podcast is about taxes, particularly the nonsensical, difficult, and hypocritical American tax system. The first thing I want to say about taxes is that income tax is immoral. It's evil, because punishing people for being productive is wrong. If you want to punish people, get them when they want to spend their money. Use sales taxes. Those affect everyone equally. Oh, you can say, well, you know, poor people don't have as much money to spend. Well, then they don't pay as much tax by buying stuff. I think everything ought to be sales tax, because you've got to pay for government somehow. My issue is that everybody wants something for nothing, and therefore they ask for all kinds of other taxes. When taxes don't cover it, then communities, counties, states, provinces, and countries borrow the money they need. Politicians are always promising to spend more money, and people vote for those politicians because they think they're going to get something for nothing. They don't realize how silly that is. But return to taxes. There are some folks who think tax havens are a bad thing. And let me define tax haven. That's a country in which taxes aren't as high on incomes, capital gains, and savings. Oh, and death taxes, which are sometimes called inheritance taxes. These so-called tax havens are always portrayed in the media as being bad things. Well, I think they're wonderful. I think any place that doesn't punish people for being productive and for saving is a good place. What's interesting, however, is that the greediest country in the world, which is America, which goes after its citizens no matter where they live or from where they derive their income, is the world's biggest tax haven. Let me explain. First, America is the greediest nation because if, say, a pregnant lady is traveling through America on an airplane and happens to go into labor and deliver her child's automatically an American because it was born on American soil. Even if that child never returns to America ever again, the IRS will come after that child when it's grown and demand to know everything about it. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I mean, if the child's married, who its spouse is, how many children or dependents it has, how many jobs it has, how many bank accounts, how many corporations it has an interest in, what its savings are and where they are, any assets it has, everything about if the child is an adult and becomes married, if the spouse has any assets or sits on any corporate boards. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's none of their fornicating business. This person was just born in America, and now you want to steal everything that it owns? I don't know where the IRS gets off. I don't know where evil, evil politicians like Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, who support this kind of stuff, and they're not the only ones, by the way. They're just the two who are the most prominent when it comes to evil. I don't know where they get off thinking that. It's just completely boggles my mind. There are no other countries that do that, that go after their citizens. Most countries say, oh, if you're not living here and you're getting your money somewhere else, well, then that country can tax you, because guaranteed that country in which you're living is taxing you. Anyway, so we have super evil America and its super evil IRS going after its citizens all over the world, no matter where they live and no matter how they earn their income. Interestingly, at the same time, they are complaining about so-called tax havens. The IRS has gotten the American government to bully so-called tax havens, places like Switzerland with the Swiss privacy laws and the bank accounts, and places like the Cayman Islands and Turks and Caicos. They've been bullied, or at least their banking systems have been bullied, by the IRS into disclosing the names and assets of American depositors into those banks. Now, for starters, like I said, it's nobody's business if you've got money someplace else. And I don't see the whole point. First off, well, we know that taxing is evil and going into other countries is ridiculous. So what a lot of foreign banks have decided is that they're not taking Americans as customers, which I think is the way to go. Unfortunately, that ruins the privacy for American citizens who are trying to get away from the onerous tax burdens placed on them by the IRS. Now, the IRS does that on one hand, and the American government and their evil politicians, all the Congress critters who've passed these laws, all say that, and they say tax havens are evil. Except reports show that the United States is the biggest beneficiary of tax haven policies. There's supposedly, according to one report I read, more than $2 trillion. Yeah, trillion rolls off the tongue really fast, doesn't it? That's a lot of freaking money. To give you an idea, the Roman Empire was still in business. Actually, they say Jesus was still walking the earth a trillion minutes ago. It might have been a billion minutes ago. I'd have to do the math on that. American financial institutions have huge amounts of money deposited by non-resident depositors. So if you are from another country and you want to hide your money, America, or at least keep it away from your country's evil taxation policies, America is the best place to put it. So by being a tax haven, America is helping itself to interest on these monies or whatever else. It's actually a benefit for the American economy because the American banks that accept these deposits can lend it out to American corporations who use that for business investment and all kinds of other things, job creation, blah, 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 blah. What I find hypocritical about this is that on one hand, the American government, and I mean Congress critters, the bureaucrats, and especially the IRS, is acting like a tax haven for non-US citizens, while at the same time is totally reaming, and I mean reaming, its own citizens, especially the ones who have never lived there. I know somebody who's never spent more than a week in America, was born outside of America, and whose parents registered them as child of an American born abroad. This person, despite paying incredibly usurious taxes to the country in which they live, also has to file and pay taxes to the American Empire, which I think is absurd, considering that person has never spent more than a week in America at one time, and that was on vacation to Honolulu. Makes no sense to me how evil, evil, evil this is. Now, since it's election season, there's something I'd like to speak about because politicians go on and on and on about this all the time, and it's misleading. In fact, they outright lie about this, and a lot of them because very few of them understand economics, even those, well, especially the ones trained in economics, because anybody trained in economics has only been trained in Keynesian economics, and Keynes, the policies of John Maynard Keynes. It looks like Keynes, but it's Keynes. Those are the policies which have brought us to financial ruin right now. That's a subject for another podcast. Anyway, corporate taxes. Everyone says, well, let's raise corporate taxes. Let's make the corporations pay. Yes, because individuals don't pay enough tax and individuals ought not to pay as much tax as corporations, and let's increase the corporate tax rate. Well, that's extremely short-sighted and demonstrates huge amounts of ignorance, in my view, because corporations are in business to make profit. That's the law. It's actually the law in North America, anyways, that corporations' first responsibility is to its shareholders. Therefore, it has to increase profit, maximize value to shareholders. That is the law. So when a corporation is taxed, do you think it will remove a portion of shareholder value to pay those taxes? No, of course not. That's ridiculous. It passes any corporate tax increase onto its customers. Now, those customers may be other businesses, and that looks like increased prices to those businesses. It also means, in the case of corporations that sell to consumers directly, or even to the business ones, eventually it filters down to individuals. Every time a politician raises corporate tax rates, he or she is screwing individuals and taking money from them. Because I'm telling you, corporations do not gouge out of their profits their new tax increases. They don't lose shareholder value to pay taxes. That's ridiculous. Plus, it's illegal. They have to pass any increase in taxes along to their customers. And that means you and me. So the next time someone tells you, well, I think I'm going to vote for this person because he wants to raise the corporate tax rate, you can say, well, why are you voting for increased taxes? He's just going to punish us. I think it's so silly, the whole corporate tax thing. We'd be a lot better off and we'd have a lot more jobs if they just canceled the whole income tax thing in the beginning. Oh, sure, I know. A bunch of accountants would be in trouble and H&R Block would go out of business and that kind of stuff. And politicians, Congress critters, and the parliamentarian critters wouldn't have things to debate. They wouldn't be able to figure out things. All those who argue over loopholes. Oh, think of the lobbyists. The lobbyists who lobby and pay politicians to include loopholes in the tax code, they'd be out of business too. What a horrible thing, isn't it? Now, that brings me to the flat tax, which everyone thinks, oh, if everyone paid the same amount, that would be more fair. Well, let's go back first off to the idea that punishing people for being productive and for saving money and for making smart investments is evil. A flat tax hurts those who have made the effort to do something. All right. Not many people are entrepreneurial. If everyone was entrepreneurial, we'd have a lot more businesses and fewer people seeking jobs. Most people are quite happy to seek a job. They know exactly what they're going to get paid. They put in the minimum amount of effort necessary to collect their paycheck regularly, and they're quite happy. Hey, you know what? If that's you, more power to you if that's what you want. There are others, though, who want more out of life. They are driven to... Yeah, driven. That's a great book by Robert Herjavec, by the way. Excellent book. They're driven for more. They want to get up in the morning and go do something. They want to build a business. They want to have employees. They want to accomplish things. And those people are whom the tax code serves, allegedly, by what those who don't understand it call loopholes, because they're given tax credits for going out and making the effort. Now, is it fair to charge the same amount of tax to the person who goes out of his way, or her, goes out of her way to create jobs and build something huge or small? In most businesses, if we go Pareto, 80%, at least I know in Canada, 80% of employees work for a small business. The definition of small, medium, and enterprise businesses differs between Canada and the States. You can look that up if you care. My point is, if somebody goes out of their way and works like crazy to start something and build something and takes all of the risks and goes through all of the nonsense and malarkey and stuff necessary to build a business, do they not deserve some kind of a break in their taxes? Or do they deserve to be punished for being productive? Are you one of those people who thinks that corporations and all businesses exist to create jobs, and they don't exist to create profit for their shareholders? That's a common theme. In fact, Hillary Clinton has claimed that amongst other people. Talk about evil. Holy, that's a whole nother thing. Anyways, this has been Sir Henry Curtis, and I will speak with you at the next one. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. This is Sir Henry Curtis signing off. Until our next time together, may your Schwartz go with you.